You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. Our podcast is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development, but with a special emphasis on congregational worship. I'm your host, Dr. Craig Gilbert, founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries, and I am happy to be with you each week as we talk about the important issues that so many churches must face each and every day. We ask that you continue to help us share this podcast in your favorite on your favorite social media sites by word of mouth, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever you can put it out there. Your help is critical to helping us build the leadership, the listenership of this podcast, and we thank you for helping us spread that word. This week, we're continuing our series on gathering and utilizing feedback from our big day that we had just a couple of weeks ago. And this week, I want to talk about the staff and how to receive feedback from the staff and how to process feedback from the staff, the best way to do that. But before I get to the staff, let me continue encouraging you to reach out to those visitors that you gathered information on. I sure hope you gathered information on visitors and guests. And if you did, now is the time to be contacting them and generating that feedback. You may use SurveyMonkey, although that's not my favorite way to go. You can certainly do that. You can do it by phone call. I think that's the best way to go. You can certainly do it by email. And don't be afraid to ask them questions. Ask them what their greatest point of impact was. Where were they challenged? Ask them very specifically about your parking lot, your greeters, your ushers, your nursery, any place where they might have interacted with people. Ask them about your facility. What did they like about the facility? Where did they find challenging? Don't be afraid to ask them about the bathrooms. But right now, what I want you to do is be generating this feedback and collecting it, collating it, so that not this week, next week, but the next week, you should have a good handle on your visitor feedback. And then I'm going to talk to you about what you should do with that feedback, how you should process it. But today we're going to talk about the staff. How do you get feedback from your staff? What's the best way to do it? I want to give you a process for doing this that I think you should follow. From my experience, 25 years on staff, I've seen pastors do it a lot of different ways. I've seen them not do it at all. I've seen worship leaders who were given responsibility for gathering feedback, and I've seen how they've done it. I've seen how I've done it. I've done it right, and I've done it wrong, and I've probably done it wrong more than I've done it right. Let me just give you a process by which to do this. So the very first thing I want you to do is figure out who you're going to invite to this meeting. It needs to be everyone in your program staff. Now, if you're a very small church, that may only be two people, three people. It could be staff and volunteers, depending on the size of your church. But really, if anybody had a hand in planning at the top levels of planning, this isn't necessarily your worker bees. This is your planners. Anybody that had a hand in planning. We're planning worship or activities for the big day. Those are the people you want in the room because you want to assess those plans. So I want you to invite them to a very special time. And the way we're going to make it special is we're going to include food. It does not have to be lunch or dinner. It could be breakfast. It could be breakfast tacos. It could be pancakes. It could be pastries. Or you could do an afternoon with some cake and cookies or fruit or something along those lines. But if you can do some refreshment, it makes a big difference. The next thing I want you to consider is the space you're going to have this meeting in. Don't just go for the conference room around a table with a bunch of chairs. You're just going to get the same kind of feedback and vibe that you get when you plan or when you have your regular old staff meeting. This needs to have a different kind of feel than your regular staff meeting. This meeting needs to happen in a, if possible, It works best if it happens in a more relaxed atmosphere. So maybe your youth department has a place that has some chairs and sofas and stuff like that, or maybe you have a commons area that you could cordon off on a particular day that everybody could sit and relax. But I want people to be comfortable with their food. I want them to be sitting in a relaxed, comfortable position. You'll be in less of a hurry to get out of the room or get out of the meeting if you are if you're comfortable as you have your conversation. Then the next thing I want to encourage you to do is make sure that you have some way to write down feedback, whether it's a dry erase board or maybe it's those giant post-it notes that you can put on a wall. Whatever it is, you want to be able to write stuff down so that everybody can see it. And then last but not least, this is still preparation, everybody gets there. There are no phones allowed at this meeting. No phones, no computers, unless somebody has taken notes and they need it for feedback purposes. We're going to take the phones out of it. We're going to take the computers out of it. We're going to take all forms of distraction out of this meeting. Now, that tells your staff something right there. It tells them that this is important, that you want their full focus. You want them to be on target, and that their feedback is going to be well thought out and well constructed, that they're not being distracted by emails and phone calls and texts and Facebook and anything else that they may be looking at on their electronic devices. Now, they're not going to be fans of this. Some of them will. They're not going to be fans of this, but if you require it, I think they'll understand and they'll give it the best shot. Oh, one more thing. I almost forgot. Make this a required attended meeting. Everybody needs to hear from everybody else. And it's not fair for one department to be able to have a private meeting with the pastor to go through what they felt about their department or whoever is holding this meeting. Everybody needs to be there. So this should be a required meeting. Okay, so now you're in the meeting. What do you do? Everybody's gotten their food. You're sitting around. How do you get the feedback that you're looking for? So the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to open in prayer and you're going to thank God for having God's presence amongst you on your big day. And then you're going to ask God to open up your hearts and minds to be ready to share from your heart and in love for the other people in the room. And then you're going to start with your celebrations. And I want you to write them down write them down where everybody can see them. And you're going to go around the room and everybody is going to offer a celebration. Everybody needs to, but there's got to be something that they can be happy about. It may be something that they experienced in their own department. It may be something they saw in somebody else's department. And there's nothing that's too trivial. Anything that's a celebration, anything that's a positive, anything that went according to plan is a celebration and it needs to be listed. This is a time to tell the happy stories, tell the great interaction stories, tell the stories of the times when people were happy in the room. And you're going to get that list. And when you finish that list, you're going to pray over it and you're going to say thank you. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus holds thanks in a very high priority. Just look at the story of the healing of the lepers at the gate. And when the one leper comes back to say thank you, what does Jesus say? He says, didn't I heal more than that? Where's the rest of them? So I truly believe that taking the time to say thank you to God for what God has done for you is critical. So you're going to say thank you for all these wonderful things. And why do we start with the positives? Because the negatives are easy. The positives are actually harder to find, but they make us feel good, and they'll make us feel better about the negatives so that we're not just diving straight into, man, can you believe that this happened? So now that you've finished the positives and you've had your prayer of thanksgiving, this next step to receiving the critical information is crucial, and I want you to hear it, and I hope that you'll follow it. As people start to share things that didn't go well or did not go as planned, I want you just to take a list down. Don't start trying to solve problems. Don't start trying to assign blame. Don't start trying to figure out why something happened. Don't chase those rabbits right now. Yes, we are going to spend time solving the problems, but we're not doing it right now. What we're doing is just building a list of the things that we're concerned about from our big day. What is that list? So go around the room, let everybody talk, get the list populated. Do not let anybody start chasing rabbits and charts trying to solve problems. That's not what this is about. And most of all, don't let anybody blame anybody. That is never going to happen in this meeting if you want it to be a positive and you want it to be a successful meeting. We can't start blaming people. So we're going to make our list, and we're going to get our list on the board or the paper or whatever. And then once everybody's done, you're going to look around the room and you're going to say, okay, now which of these issues, we're not going to start at the top and work our way to the bottom. That's not how this is going to work. Which of these issues do you think is the most critical thing that we need to make sure that we fix or rethink before next year? And try to get a consensus. It'll may be one or two, but try to get, or three, but try to get a consensus around one of them and spend time solving that one. Whatever that, whoever's issue that is, whatever department that's in, I want you to spend time solving that one. And what you want to do is you want to be honest in your evaluations. You really want to dig in. Don't take the easy answer. Really dig in. Where was the failure? Did it happen? Was it just planning? Did we plan poorly? Did we execute poorly? Or was it a good plan and it was well executed? It was just poorly received. Why was it poorly received? Why do we think it didn't work the way we thought it would? And so be honest in your evaluations. And again, it isn't any one person's fault. We're not going to blame anybody for anything. We're going to, we may have people that we need to talk to, people that we need to retrain. Invariably somebody's going to complain about the ushers, but take your time and go through and solve each of these problems on their own. But each time look at your list and say, okay, what's the next item that we need to look at? Again, don't go top to bottom. Do it by how everybody feels that something is important, the importance of something and the criticalness of solving that issue before the next year. All right. So you finish that list and you get through that and you solve those problems. Now, you may need to come back. It may be that you can't get it all done in that one meeting, but hopefully you can take the time to get that done. So you finish your critical stuff. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to pray. But before you pray, I want you to go back to your celebrations, and I want you to don't leave it in the critical. Don't leave it in the challenge. Leave it in the celebrations. Make sure the celebrations are equal to the challenges. So go back and reiterate the celebrations and say, don't forget that this is something that worked really well. And then I want you to pray. I want you to gather around each other, and I want you to pray for those things that God's put on your heart that needs to be reexamined before the following year. I want you to pray for each other. Pray for each other's ministries. You know, it's really important that in this meeting that each ministry hears from each other. I have found out in these meetings that, you know, something I planned in worship either did something really good or did something challenging for the children's department, because I don't ever go to the children's department on the big day. I don't go to the youth department on the big day, but I've learned that things that I do in the main room in the sanctuary can have huge effects on the other departments, and their departments are important too. The ministries that they're doing is important too, and we all need to hear from each other and learn from each other. So then we're going to pray for each other, and we're going to spend time in prayer, and we're going to lift up these challenges, and we're going to ask God to help us deal with them and help us face them head on. And then the next thing that we're going to do after we leave that is we're going to talk about the fact that we're not going to start discussing this around the water cooler and the coffee pot or over out amongst. This is family, and we dealt with it here, and we're going to solve these problems together. We're not going to deal with this. We're not going to air that laundry out in front of everybody, that we have each other's back. We had our chance to talk. And now it's all support as we walk out the door, and we support each other. Now you're going to take that list. Hopefully somebody can transcribe it down to a piece of paper, and you're going to hold that piece of paper, and you're going to hold people accountable. You're going to hold each other accountable to getting these things fixed. Some of these things may need to be fixed right away. Some of them you don't have to worry about until next year's planning session. So somebody's got to hold on to this list, and this list is your first item out. When you have the planning set, your planning session for next Easter, which is going to be in October. Remember, we talked about when the different times of the year for planning. If you didn't get that podcast, go back in our archive and listen to that podcast. But when you get together to plan Easter for the next year, you want to pull that list out, and that's your starting point so that you can make sure that you cover the things. You took the time to debrief. You want to make sure that you cover the things that you said you needed to fix. Now, leaders, I'm going to talk to you about the next level, because this is not the only meeting you're going to have. I cannot tell you how many pastors I have worked for who will not take the time to go to the next level of getting information, getting feedback, and sharing thanks for a job well done. So here are some other areas, other groups of people that you need to spend time with getting feedback. You should talk to your custodial staff. If regardless of whether they're paid or they're volunteer, whoever helped you prepare the facility for the big day and cleaned up afterwards, you need to talk to them. One, you need to thank them for their hard work. Two, you need to share those areas that that your feedback session may have involved them, but you need to get their feedback. They see the church from a completely different perspective, and you need to find out from them what they saw that worked and what didn't work. And they have may have contrary opinions to what your staff had. So hearing them and listening to them is very important. You need to go talk to your nursery workers. So often, leadership will talk to the nursery coordinator, or they'll talk to the children's director, but they don't actually go and talk to the nursery workers themselves. And I've got news for you. Those nursery workers, they may be some of the only people who talk to some of those visitors who came in very quietly, dropped their children off, went to church, didn't talk to anybody, went back, picked their kids up. But I guarantee you they talked to the nursery worker. And so you may get visitor information from a nursery worker that you will not get from anyone else. You'll hear about children, families that have children with difficulties that you will not hear from anybody else, but that's a ministry opportunity that you wouldn't know if you didn't go and talk to your nursery workers. All right, now I'm going to give you one that I have never seen a church leader go do, but I guarantee you if I'm a church leader, I'm doing it. That's talking to your grounds crew. Whoever is responsible for doing the outside of your campus, whoever cuts the grass, takes care of the flower beds and everything else, I'm going to go spend time with them, because if I did my planning right, I told them what I wanted, and now I've got to go tell them if they did a good job. If they didn't, I have to at least let them know where they failed or where the challenges were, but I also need to thank them for all of their hard work. Again, this is going to go a long, long, long ways every day of the year if you take the time to go out there and tell them how great they were. And then don't forget your ushers, your greeters, those staffs. You may have talked to their coordinators in your staff meeting or in your big debrief meeting, but you need to go talk to those people because they have stories of their own. They're going to tell you positive stories of people that they met. They're going to tell you challenging stories of people that they met. They're going to tell you things that you planned that maybe from your perspective worked great, but they were on the ground level. They saw what actually worked and what actually didn't work. And so you've got to go spend time with them. Make sure that you hear from them and you get to know their point of view on how things went. And then you're going to take all of this feedback and you're going to go through it yourself and you're going to figure out, okay, here are the things that we really need to work on. Here are the things that went well. And you're going to spend some time in prayer on your own, saying thank you to God for the things that worked and praying for wisdom in how to deal with the things that were challenging. But whatever you do, don't lose all this information. You just did all this work. Now you got to do something with it. Make sure that you proactively do it, because this does something else for you that will pay dividends in the long run. It says to your staff and to your volunteers that their opinions matter. When they see you addressing concerns or they see you saying thank you for things that went well, they know that their opinion and their feedback matters, and that makes them feel more important, and that will improve their work quality. So this is a huge win all the way around for your church when you take the time to gather this feedback and then process it and do something positive with it. Next week, we're going to talk about how do you face up to your choir and your band and anyone else who was on the arts side, and getting their feedback on how the big day went And that's another important group, because they're the ones who actually helped you make worship happen. So we'll talk about that next week, how to gather that. And then the week after, by then, hopefully you'll have all your visitor information, and we're going to talk about what do you do with all that information you got from the visitors. So until next week, please take your time to share us out on your social media spots. Maybe go back and catch some older podcasts. Subscribe to this podcast. It would be great if you could subscribe and let us know that you're listening. Go to PurposedHeartMinistries.com and take a look at the other things that we offer. I can tell you that I will be toward the end of this month. At the end of this month, I will be at the National Worship Leader Conference in Nashville, and we'd love to see you there. And then the week after that, I am leading worship at the Texas Annual Conference, the annual conference of the Texas Annual Conference, those of you who are Methodists. And that's about 3,000 people in a hotel ballroom, and we are going to be converting that space into a worship space. And maybe we'll talk about that on a podcast sometime, how to take a whole floor of a hotel and turn it into church. Until then, if I see you out there, I'll also be doing some workshops at some local churches. Maybe you might like to have a workshop at your church. Reach out to me on the website and let's talk about how I can help your ministry besides this podcast. So until next week, I pray that God continues to bless you and bless your ministry, and make sure that you share the love of God with someone else. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at purposedheartministries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.